Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, and help us raise money for Children's Hospital at the same time. And as you know by now, I hope at least, you can find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, where we have many great columnists who cover the Steelers in many different ways, the AFC North, podcasts, contests, articles, and a lot more. So come over there and check out everything that we have to offer. And last but certainly not least, you can find my work in the New Pittsburgh Courier and the New Pittsburgh Courier Online.com. So please give that a visit as well. So we sit here this week. The Steelers came out of their bye week and they won their second consecutive game, defeating the winless and hapless Dolphins, who were led by Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a game that I think many of us thought the Steelers would win. It's a game they certainly needed to win. I'm definitely happy with the outcome, specifically after being down 14-0 and scoring 27 unanswered points. I think that showed the resiliency of the team, and I'll definitely give them credit for that. The first three quarters of the first half, if you will, were pretty bad. Mason Rudolph looked bad, but unlike the fans that were in the stands who were cascading boos upon Rudolph, while I thought he looked pretty terrible, I wasn't quite ready to boo him. He was coming off of a pretty severe concussion. Hadn't played a down of football in 3 weeks, and he needed to get both the rust off and just get the confidence back after being knocked out the way he was in that Baltimore Ravens game, if you guys recall. So I was pleasantly surprised and pleased with the way he played in half number two, finishing 20 of 36 for over 250 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I thought that was a huge step in his development. There was a lot of questions and conversation around whether he is the future of this franchise after Roethlisberger on the telecast, and I also heard a lot of that on the radio today and this week, I should say. And it's something that I think, yes, you can debate it, but I heard a lot of no. And I'm not here to say, yes, he's the future, but I'm certainly not here to say no. I think that this season needs to tell what he can be. I think he can be that guy. I don't think we can definitively say no. And I think that the way he played against the Dolphins was certainly, in the second half at least, certainly showed that he has some ability. I think it was finally done the right way by Randy Fichtner. I think he was able to get Connor going, who had almost 150 yards rushing. It should not be lost on any of us that Roosevelt Nix was back in the lineup, so that clearly helped. But as you know, Connor did leave the game with an injury to the AC joint. The severity of that, we'll see how that plays out for the week coming up against the Colts. You know, if he can't go, will Jalen Samuels be back? Is Benny Snell banged up or can he go? There are definitely questions this week as we head towards that Colts game. And, you know, Edmonds would be the next man up. However, he is fourth on the depth chart if those guys can't go. I do suspect Samuels will be ready, and I think that Connor probably won't be, to be honest. But we'll see. Either way, Connor ran well. It helped Rudolph. It certainly was something this offense needed and needs continuously going forward. I do anticipate the running game to be a big part of this offense the remainder of the season, and it absolutely needs to be. And with the way they're playing defense, controlling the clock through a good rushing attack is a fantastic way to win football games. And it's a Steeler way. And it's a way that I think they need to continue to do. And it's a way I think they will continue to do. But what they also need to continue to do is get the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster. First time this season, Juju had a game. You know, he had 5 catches, 100 plus yards, a touchdown. He made some incredible plays with those catches. And a lot of that was due to, one, Rudolph being allowed to throw downfield, finally. Yes, he had some struggles doing that in the first half, but he also made some successful throws with big plays in the second half to Rudolph, and then maybe most importantly to Diontae Johnson, who, if he can be the guy to make those plays out of the number two receiver spot, which he did against the Dolphins, then he certainly can help Juju Smith-Schuster receive the football. And I think Johnson maybe can be that guy. And that's something that, you know, we'll see more going through these next several weeks. But I think that that's going to happen. I think he showed it against the Dolphins. I was definitely happy with his performance, you know, and the teams aren't going to be able to double-team Juju anymore if Johnson can get open and make big splash plays, much like Juju Smith-Schuster was able to do for Antonio Brown. So, at a very minimum, if they want to double Juju, then Johnson's going to make the play. So, it's a win-win, and it's something we'll see develop further into this season, perhaps even this coming week against the Colts. But it looks like he can be that guy. I was also very happy to see Minkah Fitzpatrick pick off his old team twice. I mean, he has been a game changer since he set foot on this defense. This defense has been rocking the last 5 games since he's been here. I don't know how that happened, that they were able to flip the switch, but they've done it. They are a top defense. The Steel Curtain right now is back. I can't even give Keith Butler any grief after doing it for the last couple of years. This defense looks good. They're getting to the quarterback. They're creating turnovers. They're just playing fast. And it's really great to see. It is just great to see T.J. Watt's an animal. Devin Bush is an animal. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward making plays. It's great to see Vince Williams stopping the run, which is great. The secondary is finally pretty good. I know Joe Hayden had a few struggles against the Dolphins for a bit there, but I still trust him. Steve Nelson, I trust. I think Terrell Edmonds continues to grow. I mean, they just have playmakers everywhere. They even stepped up without Tuitt the other night against the Dolphins, and, you know, Alualu stepped in and did his job. Now, of course, Tuitt's got big shoes to fill, and they were the Dolphins who are terrible, and you can say all that. And yes, they're going to miss Tuitt down the line, and I feel bad that they don't have him, but for at least one game, they didn't really miss him, and that was good to see. Now, heading towards the Colts game, it's a game that I think that they can win. It's a home game. They're on a little bit of a roll. They win it. They move to 4-4 at the halfway point of the season to get to 500. They still remain in the conversation for the playoffs and in the conversation for the AFC North. The Ravens are hosting the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football, so there's a good possibility they could lose that football game. I think we're going to see a lot of what the Ravens are made of when they play that game, but they did go into Seattle and beat them, and they are coming out of a bye. And my gut feeling is they're going to beat this Patriots, which sucks, but I just have that feeling. But if the Steelers can win, you know, they remain in the conversation. They still have a game left with the Ravens at the end of the year. And for the moment, they will remain in the conversation for a wild card. Now, I do think that the AFC North is probably only going to get one team into the postseason, so the Steelers have some work to do, and that's why they have to get this win coming up on Sunday at home against the 5-2 Indianapolis Colts. The Colts basically are a mistake-free football team. That's how they're 5-2. The AFC South is also not that good. I mean, the Texans are decent. To me, the Titans aren't any good, and the Jaguars are mediocre at best. So, you know, it's not a great division. They haven't exactly run away with it or beaten anybody too handily. They struggled with the Broncos last week at home, and I think that's a good sign for the Steelers. You know, Jacoby Brissett, their quarterback, he's decent. He's completed 64-65% of his passes, but he's only completed them for 1,500 yards over these first 7 games. But what's important to notice is he's thrown 14 touchdown passes and only 3 interceptions. So he's protecting the football. And that's where this defense is going to have to step up. He's a guy that hasn't really made the mistakes. Ryan Fitzpatrick will make 3 interceptions in a half. And if you recall, last year on the Bucs, they tore him up, and they got him again this week again when he was on the Dolphins for a couple of turnovers, 2 picks and a fumble. That's what they need is force Brissett into, and I think that they can, and I think they will. If they get to him, he's still a young quarterback with a little bit of experience. They can force him into mistakes, even though he's been very, very good. He's been sacked 11 times. I think the Steelers can get him 4 or 5 this coming week. What they really need to watch out for, to me, is the run. Marlon Mack is the guy there. He's got a little under 600 yards, but he's averaging over 4 yards per carry. As a team, they have almost 900 rushing yards through 7 games, so they like to run the football. They're running at a 4.2 average. And that's where Vince Williams and Devin Bush and Hargrave and all those guys in the front seven are going to have to make plays. If they can force Brissett to have to be the man, which is what I think they're going to want to do, then they're going to win this football game. Stop the run. Force Brissett to win it. You know, force him to throw to T.Y. Hilton, who is their best receiver, but he only has 360 yards through 7 games. So, you know, force the ball out from Brissett, and let's see what happens. That's how I would do it. Offensively, what they need to do is continue to run the football with whoever is running back. If it's Connor, if it's Samuels, if it's Snell, if it's Edmonds, I don't care. Run the football. Let the ball fly. Let it go to Juju Smith-Schuster. Let Rudolph get the ball downfield. And, of course, you know, we're going to have to do some screen passes and things like that as well. But he shows he can do it. So let him do it. Let him lead the team the way he wants to. And most of all, play mistake-free football on special teams. You know, Boswell has been amazing this year. He has one missed field goal, which was this week against the Dolphins. And quite frankly, that's a very forgivable miss. It was over 50 yards. It's a tough, tough kick. Cannot complain about Boswell's play this year at all, especially after the dud that he put up last year. And, you know, just no penalties. And they've been pretty good about that overall this year. Now, the one area that I would like to see some improvement is the kick return. I like Ryan Switzer a lot. I really do. I've met him. I've talked to him. He's a good kid. He's got his head on his shoulders. I think he's tough. I think he's a great locker room guy. So I'm not one of the people that is suggesting his release. But I am hoping that he can step up and make some plays on special teams in punt and kick returns, because I'm not seeing it. I see a lot of fair catches. I see a lot of 2-yard runs. I see a lot of letting the ball bounce and then nothing happen, of course. And I expect more out of him. I also kind of wanted to see him out as a receiver. I think he could be that guy. I wrote about it in the summertime. I thought he'd be the X Factor. He certainly hasn't been. But he's a guy I'm looking for to do more. Another guy I'm looking for more out of, quite frankly, is Vance McDonald. And that is on the play calling and perhaps Rudolph getting him the ball a little bit more. But I think he could be such a huge target and big, big help for this offense. He can make plays, and he is underutilized. So I am looking for that to change against the Colts. Either way, I think it's going to be a tough game because I don't think the Colts are a bad team at all. They are 5-2 and in first place. I think they have a very good opportunity to come into Pittsburgh and win. But I think this is a statement game for the Steelers. It's a very important game to get to 500 with the Rams looming behind that, also at home. And I think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to come down to Boswell, but I think they're going to do it. I think we're looking at a 27-24 victory late with a Boswell 45-yarder to win it. That's where I'm going with that. I think we're going to be happy when we talk next week when the Steelers are 4-4 heading into that Rams game. So that's it for me for now. I will talk to you next week, hopefully after another Steelers victory.